Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm pleased to speak on behalf of the European Union and its member states in this session of the Working Party. And first of all, we'd like to thank the Secretariat, Raul, and your team for the detailed report on ANCTAD's technical cooperation and the financing. We take very good note of the continued growth in expenditure and in contributions for ANCTAD's technical cooperation. Indeed, as noted in the concluding remarks of the report, this demonstrates the trust of the donors, but also the relevance of the activities for the beneficiary countries. As highlighted in the report, the EU and its member states remain the biggest and most consistent contributor to ANCTAD's trust fund, amounting to 28% of the total in 2023. In this regard, we would like to highlight the importance of the registered progress in result-based management through the design of the overarching result framework and its significance for enhancing accountability and effectiveness across all three pillars of ANCTAD's activities. To further build on this progress, we support more detailed indicators to track the outcomes over time, ensuring the framework remains a dynamic tool for evaluations and adjustment. We welcome the expenditure focus on least developed countries, which represent 42% of the total, as well as the support for small island developing states through development account projects. However, as in previous years, we remain concerned by the continued decrease of the expenditure share targeting African countries. Indeed, while the share was consistently above one-third in the years following ANCTAD 14, it has now fallen to only one-fifth of the total expenditure. Given that 42% of technical cooperation expenditure is in least developed countries and that three-quarters of LDCs are located in Africa, this relatively small share dedicated to African countries is surprising. In that sense, could the Secretariat perhaps offer some insights into the factors driving this shift and suggest on how it could be remedied? A focused engagement plan might be relevant to ensure that African countries are able to fully benefit from the available and scarce resources. We appreciate the clarity of the report in terms of funding resources, in particular the self-financing category. This data is significant as it reflects the priority of both developing countries and donors when allocating scarce resources. In this regard, we look forward to receiving the announced updated ANCTAD toolbox. But to be relevant and aligned with current priorities, the new toolbox should build on the data presented in this report, especially on received requests for technical cooperation and on expenditures to define its focus. Given the importance of self-finance activities, expenditure shares can serve as good indicators for priorities of the membership and the value attached to the different ANCTAD activities by the beneficiary countries themselves. The update should therefore not simply merge different existing strands, as somewhat implied by the report. Finally, we welcome the efforts made for enhanced engagement with resident coordinators. And we'd like to encourage also the developing countries to do the same on the beneficiary side in order to better leverage the opportunities and synergies that the resident coordinator system offers. Thank you.